Thanks, Steve. Like Steve said, I work for the Nordic Skiing Association of Anchorage. And since tonight is about trails and tales, I was going to tell the short version of NSAA. And actually, seeing the audience, I realize that many of you know more than I do about the history of Anchorage trails. But bear with me, and maybe it'll bring up a few memories. So picture yourself in early 1960s Anchorage, and trails really are not developed. Skiers ski on potato fields, in prison farms, out on military bases, on camper courts, and winter trail grooming is voluntary. There's no controlled grooming, and it's really early methods, such as tromping around in the snow on skis. Finally, in 1976, Anchorage funds to contract grooming, and for the first time, Anchorage has contracted winter grooming. But just 7 years later, that funding is eliminated from a tax cap, and Anchorage no longer has the wonderful resource. In 1983, the Nordic Skiing Association of Anchorage steps up and assumes the role of winter trail grooming and full year-round maintenance for all trails in Anchorage, at Kincaid and Hillside and a few others. And this is something that is sponsored and supported mainly by individual trail users and volunteers with donations, and it's what we call our yearly membership. And as the saying went, it was chip in, buy a pin, and everyone would proudly support and show their membership with a pin on their lapel, the ski bear, as it is known today. Today, thousands of enthusiastic trail users frequent the trails, and NSA is just as devoted to trail maintenance as we were then. We are committed to healthy living and enhancing the quality of life for Anchorage one trail at a time. And though we started with design and construction, our focus has now shifted to maintaining the trail systems that we have developed with regular extensive maintenance year-round that ensures sustainability for years to come. We have an incredible operations staff that maintain the trails at Kincaid, Hillside, and Beach Lake trails in Chugiak year-round, while also grooming at Bartlett, middle schools, and elementary schools in the winter on request. And that's just the trail side of what we do. NSA also has hundreds of volunteers who come out and put on programs and events through NSAA. I'm sure many of you know of a lot of the programs and events we do, but you probably don't know all of them. It's an extensive list, and it's on our website, anchoragenordicski.com, if you're interested in checking it out. One of those groups that has been around a long while wear green jackets, and you might have seen them. They call themselves the Green Grunts. I saw a lot in the audience. They didn't wear the jackets, but that's okay, it's hot out. And you will see them out at high school races and middle school races, setting up the course, pulling bibs, timing, yelling at wayward high schoolers for skiing backwards on the trails, and they have been doing that for many decades. Each decade has brought on a new service that NSAA and volunteers maintain. If you guys have been out to Hilltop recently, especially in the summer, you will have noticed those bright green strips that extend up into the gigantic jumps that Steve mentioned his son participates in. And those are the ski jumping program and volunteers that are maintaining those jumps that now allow skiers and jumpers to jump in the summer as well as the winter. Out at Kincaid, the biathlon program maintains the biathlon range where they combine sport with marksmanship, rifle marksmanship. And also at Kincaid, the NSAA staff and volunteers now maintain the snowmaking system, which, as we all know, has saved multiple ski seasons, and allowed us to put on these great programs and events in these difficult low snow years and making everyone feel very proud of themselves for skiing around like gerbils. And it has been, really a good save. And thank you for the people who had the foresight to put that in place. And NSA is funded by trail users like you. The trails that we love at Kincaid and Hillside are not funded by taxpayer dollars. They are funded by people who care about trails and recognize their importance and want them to be there. And while our name does have Nordic skiing in it, We do, of course, we are a service for many trail users. In the summer, we mow the grass as well as fix the trails. And in the winter, we are grooming multi-use trails for people to walk their dogs, run, and bike. And when it's icy, it's our piston bully machines that make that icy trail walkable and skiable again. If you guys were around here in January, you might have come and cheered at the U.S. Nationals, the cross-country championship that NSA and Anchorage hosted out at Kincaid. It was a very important week of races because it allowed a lot of Alaskans, more than ever, to qualify for the Olympics. And yeah, right? And how could I not mention Keegan's medal? Yeah. In case you were traveling through outer space during the Winter Olympics, our very own Anchorage-grown Keegan Randall and her teammate Jessie Diggins won gold in the women's team sprint for the U.S., which is the first ever for this country. And our community, yeah, well, yeah. And our community is blown away with her achievement. And if you know anything about what the U.S. skiers are up against when they're competing against these European racers, you might think that it's a miracle that we won gold in cross-country skiing. But we all know the dedication that many put in to helping the U.S. and Keegan achieve that feat. Yeah. And Keegan and our local Olympians grew up right here. They participated in junior Nordic programs and raced in high school races with those very same green grunts who are volunteering today. Yeah, the exact same ones. I'm personally very proud to be part of this community and have grown up here and have an appreciation for what we have in Anchorage right here at our fingertips. I'm excited that this gold medal will inspire the next generation of young athletes, and I look forward to seeing what they will do. For your own personal inspiration, next week there are two opportunities to welcome home our Olympians and Keegan. On Wednesday, April 4th, from 5 to 8, the gold medal celebration will be held at Town Square Park. On Friday, April 6th, from 4:30 to 6:30, there's an opportunity to ski with Keegan and Olympians out at Kincaid Park. So we hope to see you at both or one of those opportunities. Tonight's Trail Tales storytellers come from this wonderful community. We have trail builders, coaches, a Tour of Anchorage champion. I'll let you guess who that one was. People who like to get outdoors and those that have given decades of devotion to our trails. I look forward to hearing their stories. Thank you.